Our guest today, the Leeds, England-based Kaiser Chiefs, recently released their second album, Yours Truly, Angry Mob. It is the Dread sophomore album coming on the heels of the great success of Employment, their debut. The band has been together since university days in 1997 and play a rare acoustic set for us today. I started by asking them how they approached their second album and whether they had any trepidation.
Not really nervous. I mean, we really wanted to do it. Sorry, Wayne.
Yeah.
We really wanted to do it, so we were excited about it. And all the things that you're supposed to get nervous about and feel pressure about, we were excited about, and we really wanted to do a better job.
We felt pressure because we'd had we didn't want to be one of those bands where the second album comes out and doesn't do as well as the first. So, and also that kind of pressure when we play live, and you don't want people standing there going, we're actually just waiting for the first single.
Well, you were pretty lucky because Ruby did really well right away.
Because we were in the rehearsal room playing and sort of playing as though we were the audience as well and going, is this good enough? Is this good enough? Yeah, and we were getting like a feeling from the songs, and the songs that are on the album are the ones with the most kind of the best feeling in the rehearsal room.
Well, you also have a way with writing incredible anthemic songs that I can see people in football terraces all throughout England singing along to, and hopefully that's everybody will be going Ruby, Ruby, Ruby here in the States as well, but we will
hopefully
see how that happens. Can you do that to begin with?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's look at that.
Let it never be said that romance is dead, 'cause there's so little else occupying my head. There is nothing I need except the function to breathe, but I'm not really fussed, doesn't matter to me. Due to lack of interest, tomorrow is cancelled. Let the clocks be reset and the pendulums held. There is nothing at all except the space in between, finding out what you're called and repeating your name.
First single from the Kaiser Chiefs' new album, Yours Truly, Angry Mob, and that is Ruby as we're getting an acoustic version. I was worried about you guys playing acoustically because you're so powerful normally, but this definitely works. Thanks. Sounds good.
Yeah.
We are quite powerful. That is true.
It is difficult doing these acoustic sessions for for us because you can hide a lot of errors
sometimes
behind lots of noise
and dancing as well. If you're dancing really hard, people don't know. So you know, you're singing out of tune.
These are the secrets,
and you don't know the words.
Now you guys are from Leeds, and for Americans, what's Leeds like? I've always had the view that it was like a university town because the university is there. But is that dominated? What's it like?
A lot of
but there's a lot of students. You see.
Yeah, a lot of.
And in England, what's happened is that there's no student grants anymore, and it used to mean that all types of everyone would go to university. But I think that does happen to an extent. But in Leeds, there's a lot of kind of rich students, and there's a lot of bars and a lot of, just bars.
And so you guys are townies. You weren't. You were not. Did you go to university or not?
Yeah.
You did. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you guys want to do next?
There's a song on our album halfway through called Thank You Very Much.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Didn't expect any of this, but it's really nice. Didn't want you to cause a fuss, but it feels alright. So thank you very much. It's really nice to know that you enjoyed the show. And I want you to know where to go, cause this should be a thrill, but it feels like a drill. Now you must let me go, let me go. I just imagine that I'm you, and there's nothing, nothing, nothing I can do. I just imagine that I'm you, and there's nothing, nothing, nothing I can do. I just imagine that I'm you, and there's nothing, nothing, nothing I can do. I just imagine that I'm you, and there's nothing, nothing, nothing I can do. I remember what it was like, and it was really nice. Never thought I would experience this from the other side. So thank you very much. It's really nice to know that you enjoy the show. And I want you to know when to go, cause this should be a thrill, but it feels like a drill. Now you must let me go, let me go.
That is, thank you very much, the first ever acoustic version from our guest today, the Kaiser Chiefs playing live for us. You were doing it, warming up on one of the songs that I can't decide if I love or hate it yet, which is Love's Not a Competition, But I'm Winning, just because of the title. It's actually a really cool song. Now, was this written in the wake of the success of the last album? Are you winning more now? I would think you would be.
Oh.
No, it's just one of those... Let's not overanalyze it. It's one of those songs. We came up with the title when we were having this conversation in me, Ricky, and Simon, and we were just talking about stuff and ended up with this title, Love's Not a Competition, But I'm Winning. I think it went through Love's Not a Competition, But Ricky's Winning at one point. And then so a lot of our songs come up with, you get this sort of idea, initial idea from like conversations and phrases and things that you hear and things that you say, and then you get an inspiration for the whole song. And so because we've got this kind of provocative title, it makes the song pretty... You go, like, what does that say? And then you go, here's the lyrics, and it's...
So the song could actually have nothing to do with what the original inspiration for it was.
Well, also, another thing is that half the lyrics are written by me and half the lyrics are written by Ricky. So they kind of...
Yeah, because sometimes Nick will be explaining a song. We don't like doing that because it's one of the... You know, what's that song about? We don't like doing it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
And then I'll be like, "Oh, really? How interesting."
Yeah, not so for me. It kind of makes the songs all...
Well, folks, figure it out for yourselves. This is Love's Not a Competition, but I'm winning.
One, two, three.
I won't be the one to disappoint you anymore. And I know I've said all this and that you've heard it all before. The trick is getting you to think that all this was your idea and that this was everything you've ever wanted out of competition, but I'm winning. I'm not sure what's truly altruistic anymore, when every good thing that I do is listed. Keeping score, love's not a competition, but I'm winning. Love's not a competition, but I'm winning. At least I thought I was, but there's no way of knowing. At least I thought I was, but there's no way of knowing. You know what it's like when you're new to the game, but I'm not. Disappoint you anymore. I won't be the one to disappoint you. I won't be the one to disappoint you anymore. I won't be the one to disappoint you. I won't.
Love's not a competition, but I'm winning. That's another really nice acoustic version from Kaiser Chiefs. Are playing live for us today. They're embarking on their U.S. tour after it seemed like an incredibly strong run in the U.K. as they introduced the album. There's been times here in the U.S. where U.K. bands have not broken through. There have been some bands that have just been huge in the U.K. that just don't. I mean, I would even Blur didn't mean that much here in the U.S. You guys have had a fair amount of success here, which is really great. And so has a number of other bands right now. Do you have any perspective as to what? There's a whole bunch of great bands happening right now out of the U.K. And any perspective on why that's happening right now?
Ooh. I don't know. It must be just. It's all about good music in the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the same in the UK, because like 2 years ago, those same bands that you're talking about that have come over from England to America, they've only just broken like a year ago, 2 years ago in England as well. Right. So before that, there wasn't like a load of new bands and everything. So it's just about the. I don't know. A load of bands came out and all had good songs. Franz Ferdinand, us. Block Party, and they've all done pretty well in America.
Indeed, yeah. And people talk a lot about those bands looking back towards the 80s and bands from that period, which I actually don't like to play that game too much. But when people do mention you, they do mention the Jam, and I know your fans, that's not something that is a problem with the band, right?
No, it's good, yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
People thought, someone was on that message board the other day saying, I've looked for... they're like a new member. Right, I've been looking for who sang the original of I Predict a Riot, and I can't find anything. Anyone help? I think it's the Jam. And then
Someone they were said. Jumped on by other members of the message board.
Quite quickly. You didn't have to say anything. Yeah. Well, you're talking about I Predict a Riot, which was the huge smash off of employment. Seeing as we're doing this out of order.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Could you do a version of that?
Get the old claims out.
One, two. One, two, three, four.
Watching the people get leery. It's not very pretty, I tell you. Walking through town is quite scary. Not very sensible either. A friend of a friend, he got beaten. He looked the wrong way at a policeman. Would never have happened to Steeton. And only a Denzi and I. La 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 la. To get to my taxi, the man in a tracksuit attacks me. He said that he saw it before me. I want to get things a bit gory. A girl scrambled around with no clothes on to borrow a pound for a condom. If it wasn't the chip, I'd they'd be frozen. And I'm very sensible. La 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 la. And if there's anybody left in here that doesn't want to be out there, very pretty, I tell thee. Walking through town is quite scary. Not very sensible. La 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 la.
Not a cover of an old jam song. Kaiser Chiefs finishing up with I Predict a Riot. Thank you guys so much for
thanks for having us.
Coming by today. Kaiser Chiefs, Yours Truly, Angry Mob is the new album, and we thank them again for being on the show today. Coming up, a band with roots in L.A., a present home in Spain, but named after the capital of the Congo, the exotic world of Brazzaville. Next, here on the World Cafe.